counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Enman, Brian Cleveland back in studio after a couple weeks away. How was the conference, Brian?
The conference is always amazing. I had a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a pretty special week. You get to be surrounded by really passionate community radio folks. I got to visit two of our Earshot 20 partners.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Did you see their station?
I saw one of the stations. Oh. I listened to another one of the stations as nice. I was driving. Yeah.
Nice. And Brian was away at the National Campus and Community Radio Conference, which will be held here next year. So pretty exciting news.
And
for
where's
us.
Here?
St. John, New Brunswick. I was getting to it. And of course, this is the National Countdown Show, where we count down the top 20 albums from the national top 50 of earshot-online.com. And if you're wondering what that is, well, Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at that fine website, which is, again, earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, many who air the program. We're up to 23 partners. Thanks so much, folks. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And you can find us online a couple of ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it. You just send us an email or get in contact with us in any of those forms, and we'll do an interview and we'll play something from your latest release. We're doing that today. We have Vogue Dots on the program, and it's a combination group that spawned from a relationship between Babette Hayward and Tynan Dunfield. So we'll talk to them. We'll also hear from Stephen Karlick in this hour, some of the music news that's going on in the entertainment world, and we've got your first 10 of the top 20. So here we go. We'll kick it off, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up first.
We have a few coming back into the program that fell off the week before. At number 20, up from number 25, is Gord Downie and the Sadies with The Conquering Sun. You're in here, a track called Save to kick us off. After that, Everybody by Jeremy Fisher. At number 19, up from number 28, is his latest called The Lemon Squeeze. And at number 18, up from number 26, and 2 weeks below the top 20, it's The OCs back into the program with a track from their album Drop called King's Nose.
Stick around. There's more on the way. Here is your number 20 this week. It is Gord Downie and the Sadies. Save.
More than the one and there's far from enough of it all the time. Nothing could be saved. It all goes away. Nothing can be saved. But the music is so loud it flaps my pant leg. When you're in one of your states, you say, get over it. It's not sinister, strange, that isn't it. Nothing could be saved. Falls and
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Sometimes everybody knows the truth from a lie. Everybody wanna know how the wind blows before they go outside. Everybody feels a little bit alone, standing in a crowd, sitting on a throne. Everybody wants to be king, nobody wants to wear his clothes. What do I know about the trouble? What do
we'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was King's Nose by The OCs. They're number 18, up from number 26 this week with the album drop. At number 19, up from number 28, Jeremy Fisher from The Lemon Squeeze. You heard Everybody. And kicking off the show this week was Saved by Gord Downie and the Sadies from their collaborative album, The Conquering Sun, which is at number 20, up from number 25.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from Stephen Karlik. He's got some big news for us, including some news about the Polaris Prize, which was recently announced, the long list. So you're not going to want to miss that. Coming up next, though, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17.
Sitting still in that spot's John McKeel with his latest self-titled EP. You're going to hear a track from that album called New Tracy. And debuting at number 16 is The Orwells. Their new album is called Disgraced Land, and you're going to hear a track called North Avenue.
Here's your number 17 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Pass through another dimension.
Shot 20. Number 16.
To
was The Orwells at number 16. Debuting in that spot is their new album, Disgraceland, and a track called North Avenue. And you heard from New Tracy, which is a track from John McKeel's newest self-titled EP. It sits still at number 17.
It is the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Back to our full complement of voices on this program. And of course, adding another now, we're heading to Toronto on the phone line to chat with Stephen Carlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor there and a friend of ours here, and we're talking about entertainment news. Stephen, as always, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And big news coming out about the Polaris Prize. You're going to tell us a little bit about the long list, which has been announced.
Yes, the long-awaited Polaris long list announcement came yesterday from Calgary, which is where the headquarters are this year. The 40-album long list includes favorites like Arcade Fire, people like the Darcys, Owen Pallett, and Timber Tambor. But it also includes a bunch of new Canadian artists, including our first-timers, at least for the long list, including Mac DeMarco, Diana, Pup, Aurora, Tanya Tagak, and a number of others. So exciting stuff to see a bunch of these artists being recognized in Canada for their work.
And as always, lots of artists that we're familiar with here on this program because we hear them week after week. And Mac DeMarco has sat on these charts for quite some time with his newest album release that he has out. So very good. Yeah, that's exciting news indeed.
Yeah, and some of the ones that I voted for, full disclosure, I am a part of the Polaris jury. I voted for Drake's album, for Owen Pallett's album, for Diana, and also for Yamantaka Sonic Titan. So glad to see that that some of my picks made it as far as I hope they would so far.
That's very good. It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever seen the television show The Voice, but now I'm riding on those picks. I hope that they I hope that they get through because they're your mentor. Yeah. All right, we'll move on now and chat a little bit about the Unicorns. They're coming back together, and they're actually going to be on the road with quite a sizable name, Arcade Fire.
Yeah, this is exciting news, and actually I think maybe it was mistakenly announced because it didn't come as a press release for the Unicorns, but rather for Arcade Fire. And it was announced that they're openers in Inglewood, California, and in Brooklyn, New York, for 2 shows and 3 shows, respectively, were to be opened by the Unicorns, which is unexpected, although there were rumors swirling early this year and late last year that they were reuniting for a 10th anniversary of their breakup. Rumors were quashed back then, but now it looks like there are at least 5 shows. In an email to Pitchfork, Alden Penner of the band said that the Unicorns have, quote, no touring plans currently outside of those shows, but I, for one, have my fingers crossed that they will make it to Canada to do something, or at least that Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone, their only studio album, will be reissued on vinyl. That would be nice.
Well, 10 years away from making music can make a lot of changes, and who knows, they might get back together on stage, and then the love for music will burn inside them once again.
There you go.
All right, one more story to bring you before we cut back to the charts, and that is the Constantines, and they are doing some more reunion shows. They've added more to their dock.
Yeah, speaking of reunions the Canadians were hoping for, the Constantines have played just a handful of shows so far, including one at Toronto's Field Trip. But they've now officially kicked into gear with a tour that they've announced. They will be playing Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick, as well as a bunch of dates in August and October. In August, they'll play a few festivals, including Peterborough's Folk Festival and a show opening for Arcade Fire at the Molson Canadian Amphitheatre. They will also play a headlining show in Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton throughout the first and second week of October. So exciting stuff for at least a handful of big Canadian cities, and hopefully more to come, but that is starting to seem unlikely, but we'll see. You never know.
And Sappy Fest, locally, at least for us, where we're out of St. John, that's something that's really big in our area, so really cool to see them being performing at that.
Yeah, we're big fans as well. We always send a couple people from Exclaim to check it out. So yeah, big things happening with that band.
Awesome. All right, we're going to cut back to the charts. Stephen, we'll get you to stick around and hang out with us. We'll be back with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Ducking and Doggaging is a track from Parquet Core on their new album, Sunbathing Animal. It debuts at number 15.
You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. Hey, you got
back there on the silver screen. Heard the sounds suggesting lineage of influence. Yeah, saw it there in the motherland. Steps and gables, steeples, stairways wind away from origin. In untrampled vintage floats the proof I cannot be freed. The concert stage, the velvet cage, the glass perimeter of me. All my friends are disappearing. All my letters are in codes. All I ever think and feel in your shadow, it erodes. Waiting, waiting by the silent phone, I draft my next apology. Burn my letters once they're read. Unalloyed joy, I thrice repeat. Unalloyed joy, unalloyed joy. Listen to what I just heard. It's raining on the sun, jailbird. And just like you, the way it moves, a fog that creeps in, grinning always in your hair and in your hallways. Got detained in San Francisco on your way to get fresh air. The USA didn't want you there. Juggled oranges, but no one cared. You've been ducking, dodging, but you can't come home no more. You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. That key you got don't fit that lock no more. That key you got don't fit that lock no more.
Alone, so young and full of promise, young and full of plans.
That was Sexy Socialite by Chromeo. They're at number 14, down from number 10, and their newest album, White Women. And debuting at number 15 is Parquet Core and their new record, Sunbathing Animal. You heard a track called Ducking and Dodging to kick off that set of tunes.
It's the Earshot 20, and we're taking a break right now from the charts and heading to the phones to chat with a couple of great musical artists that have just released a new album, and it's a debut album for them. It's Tynan Dunfield and Babett Hayward, and they are Vogue Dots. And joining us online, thanks very much for joining us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And so I guess this is your debut, but I want to give people a little bit of a background is to know a little bit more about you guys and how you got into doing music together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Babette, do you want to kind of go first there?
Sure. Well, we had kind of played in different bands around the Maritimes. Like, Tynan was in Halifax playing with Writer's Strike, and he was doing sound for some festivals and whatnot. And while I was doing my solo stuff, we kept bumping into each other at festivals and just kind of had mutual interests with music, and eventually started discussing ideas together, just like sending songs back and forth.
Yeah, I was always sending her like demos of stuff I was working on, and occasionally like, you know, sampling her vocals, that kind of thing. And it kind of just eventually turned into like us wanting to collaborate on something, and then sort of more so we decided to do like an EP and then, yeah, an LP.
And then in May, you released Tosca, your debut EP, a 5-song EP. And tell us a little bit about the recording process for this and what it was like for you guys to put this together.
Well, actually, at first, we were kind of in two different cities, actually two different provinces. So I was in Nova Scotia and she was in New Brunswick. And we used Dropbox to just sort of send session files back and forth so that we could each, we used the same software, so we each kind of be, you know, recording and like updating projects and sort of just sending them back and forth and working that way. And then last summer, we ended up going to Babette's family cottage in Belle Isle, New Brunswick, where we did most of like the actual recording and sampling and getting kind of everything lined up. And then there was sort of just some mixed process stuff we did in Halifax at Echo Chamber with Charles Austin and Graham Campbell, and Sonic Temple with Darren Van Nierkerk.
And so now that you guys have released your debut, I know that you have a couple of live shows coming up. Are you planning to do a more extensive cross-Canada tour with this, or is this kind of a little low-key leading up to what will be an LP?
Yeah, we're definitely...
Yeah, that's the idea. We kind of just wanted to do like some promotion and touring around this EP, and as soon as we... finished like this kind of like the Maritimes festival circuit, like in the next couple months, we're going to put out an LP hopefully in the fall, aiming for the fall. So after that, we'll do some more extensive touring, probably like across Canada and whatnot. So.
Well, we are we're really excited to hear the LP when it comes out, but everybody's going to get a taste of it right now, a taste of Tosca, and to find out what they're in store for when your LP comes out. I really want to thank you guys for taking the time to chat with us. It's really great.
Thanks so much.
No problem. And here they are now, Vogue Dots. It's the Earshot 20 Extra, and we'll be back with more after this, so stick around.
Earshot 20 Extra. on air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 13.
Threats to you, babe. Hot streams, hot streams. We'll fork and divide, fork and divide. I wanna take, I wanna take, I wanna take. Take all of your air. I wanna find, I wanna find, I wanna find. Another daydream, another nightmare. I wanna lie, I wanna lie, I wanna lie. Lie me down in your stream. I wanna wake, I wanna wake, I wanna wake from hot dreams. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you, babe. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you, babe.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 11 this week, falling from number 3, that was Mac DeMarco from his newest album, Salad Days. You heard a track called Chamber of Reflection. Before that, you heard Hot Dreams by Timber Tamper from the album of the same name. It sits still at number 12. And at number 13, up one spot, Tanya Tagak and Animism. And you heard a track called Ouya. And before that, a feature this week, you heard from Halifax's Vogue Dots with a track called Thunder, which is a cover of a Cousin's song.
And a big thanks to Babette Hayward and Tynan Dunfield for joining me on the program, chatting a little bit about their project and what's coming up next. And Brian, I'm going to tell you something. This was the only, that album before the one that at number 13, say it again, Tanya what?
Tanya Tagak.
Yeah, it wasn't coming out. I think I said Tanya Tag last week or something like that.
I could be saying it wrong also.
No, you say it right because I'm pretty sure Steven, that's how Steven pronounced it too. That was the, and you guys, I think you're the authority on music.
She's a pretty cool artist. She's number one at CFMH this week.
Well,
local 107.3 FM, our home station.
There you go. So I'll have to learn how to say her name, especially if I wind up interviewing her. That'd be embarrassing. Embarrassing. All right. If you're just joining us, well, we've just counted down the first 10 of the top 20 here on the Earshot 20. And a little bit about this program. It is the national countdown show for earshot-online.com from the national top 50. And we do this every week out of local 107.3 FM, as Brian was alluding to, in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus community radio station here.
110 weeks running.
One, wow.
Almost, right?
No, 110? This, yeah, I think this is one.
Unbelievable.
This might be 110. I don't know.
When do we get paid?
That's too long, really. People are like, get off the air. That's too long for a show. And we record and broadcast out of this station and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community radio partners. We are live 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays. And all of those partners, 23 now carrying this program. We thank them all very much for carrying the show. You can also download this show from radio4all.net, radio4all.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, we really appreciate you sticking with the program. And when we come back, we'll have the top 10. Stephen Karlick joins us again. Brian's got the lowdown and much, much more. So you're not going to want to miss it. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.